And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 8th. Jimmy Johnson, co-founder of the celebrated Muscle Shoals Studio Musicians, as well as Muscle Shoals Sound Studios, passed away just a few days ago. He was 76 years old. As a studio player, not just a co-founder of the studio, he was part of the group that referred to themselves as the Swampers, the Studio Musicians. And he played guitar on Respect by Aretha Franklin and so many others. Jimmy Johnson from the Swampers and co-founder of Muscle Shoals Sound Studios passed away at 76. The Monkees TV show premiered this week in 1966 and a year earlier in 65. An ad appeared in Variety announcing auditions for the Monkees TV show. Elvis's first concert tour in 9 years began this week in Phoenix, Arizona, and he was given the Bing Crosby Golden Achievement Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences this week in 1971. In 1956, Eddie Cochran signed with Liberty Records. Bobby Helms made his national TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1957. In 1967, a riot broke out by those who weren't able to get a ticket to see Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Tish in concert in Bergen, England. Frank Sinatra was denied credit at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas this week in 1967. He broke two teeth in the resulting fight as well. The Beatles began filming Magical Mystery Tour this week in 1967. In 1977, David Bowie and Bing Crosby filmed Bing's last TV Christmas special, singing a medley of The Little Drummer Boy and Peace on Earth. The Roger Miller Show debuted on NBC television this week in 1966. Chubby Checker's The Twist went to number one for the first time this week in 1960, returning 2 years later in 1962 to the very top of the chart again. In 1968, Roy Orbison's two sons died at a fire in his Hendersonville, Tennessee home while he was performing in England in 1968. In 1994, The Temptations received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Archie Saturday morning cartoon TV show debuted this week in 1968. In 2007, Lynyrd Skynyrd were inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame in Atlanta. Neil Sedaka married his wife Luba this week in 1962, and they're still together. In the studio, the Byrds began recording Turn, Turn, Turn in 65. Rod Stewart recorded his first song in 64. It was Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. The Beatles recorded their first British single, Love Me Do, and P.S. I Love You, this week in 62. Lloyd Price recorded the original uncensored version of Stagger Lee this week in 1958. Larry Williams recorded Boney Maroney in 57, Little Richard cut Tutti Frutti in 55, Shirley Ellis recorded The Nitty Gritty in 1963, and Joe Tex cut Skinny Legs and All this week in 1967. Birthdays, Kathy Jean Giordano is 74, Patsy Cline born this week, 1932. Bill Parsons, who was credited with singing The All-American Boy, although really was Bobby Bear, it was a label mix-up, Bill Parsons himself is having a birthday, he's 85. Otis Redding, born this week, 1941. Dee Dee Sharp is 74. Billy Preston, born in 1946. Inez Fox is turning 77. Danny Hutton from Three Dog Night is 77. Jose Feliciano is 74. Dennis Tufano from the Buckingham, 73. Tommy Shaw from Styx is turning 66 this week. Barry White, born in 44. Mariel Muldaur, 76. Judy Clay, born in 1938. David Clayton Thomas from Blood, Sweat, and Tears is 78. Peter Cetera from Chicago, 75. Charles Brown, born this week, 1922. Paul McCartney's son, James, born this week in 1977. Ringo Starr's son, Zach Starkey, born this week, 1965. Joey Heatherton is 75. Barry Cowsill from the Cowsills, born in 1954. And Kenny Dio, born this week in 1939. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 8th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.